The clashes began when Coptic Christians marched in downtown Cairo to protest the burning last week of a church in southern Egypt. Coptic protesters said they expected a peaceful march. They say they were attacked by the Egyptian army. Tensions heightened further when thousands more protesters, some of them Muslims who supported the cops and some of them supporters of the military, took to the streets. Coptic marcher Imad Hatif had an Egyptian flag tied around his neck. Like many of the marchers, he blamed the violence on Egyptian Islamists.
I am here just to say no to all Islamists. I hope to tell you something. There is a difference between Muslims and Islamics. There is a very big difference. As Muslims here in Egypt, it's our brothers. We are live for 14 centuries. But about Islamic, take money from Saudi Arabia.
But Hatif said the Egyptian military also shouldered some of the blame.
We saw a lot of bodies under the military cars, and they have a videotapes and everything. You can't imagine what happened to Christians today. The military or in any place in all the world must to save his country. But here in Egypt, just to kill Christians.
Egypt's military-appointed cabinet held an emergency meeting Monday. In a nationally televised address late Sunday, Prime Minister Issam Sharaf said Sunday's violence had taken the country backward. He blamed the fighting on what he called the hidden hands of foreign and domestic conspirators. The violence has the potential to destabilize relations between Egyptian Muslims and Coptic Christians, though some analysts say they believe moderate views and cooler tempers will prevail. Yusuf Sadom is chief editor of the Coptic newspaper Watani. He says he believes that Egyptian Christians and Muslims are natural allies.
I don't think that it is wise to call for any civil war between a 90% majority Muslim and a 10% Christian minority. And I don't believe that this is a wise choice because Copts are not standing alone against militant Islam or violent fundamentalist Muslims. Most of the moderate Muslims are sympathizing with the Copts and crying out loud for extreme equality.
What Sadom fears is what he calls the rise of militant Islam in Egypt.
It is not a direct fight or a civil war between Christians and Muslims. It is a direct fight, but not a civil war between kind-hearted, moderate Egyptians, whether Muslims and Copts on one side, and militant Islam, which is growing more and more.
After the Egyptian uprising, Islamist groups that were banned during the presidency of Hosni Mubarak began to organize politically, causing anxiety among Coptic Christians and more liberal Muslims. Most groups organized under Islamist principles say they want an Egypt governed by Islamic law, but have no desire to oppress Egypt's Christian minority. For VOA News, I'm Noel King in Cairo.